Energy issues will be front and center for Montpelier voters on town meeting day tomorrow. Voters will consider a charter change allowing the city to set minimum efficiency standards for commercial and residential properties. VPR's John Dillon has more.
Montpelier Mayor Ann Watson says the city has a net zero goal, meaning it wants to have zero CO2 emissions that contribute to climate change by 2030. To achieve that, she says buildings in the capital need to get more energy efficient.
40% of Montpelier's housing units are rentals. And, you know, that is just such a tough situation when it comes to thinking about energy because really renters have no agency to make improvements to the assets of their home, basically.
The city can already set energy efficiency requirements for new construction. This ordinance would allow new standards to be applied to existing buildings, and owners would need a disclosure statement showing the structure's energy consumption. Watson says that could cost about $250.
I mean, you wouldn't buy a car without knowing the gas mileage, and so why would you buy a house without knowing a standardized energy profile?
But there's been pushback to the proposal. Property owners have complained about government overreach on the city's Front Porch Forum page, and Tim Heaney, a Montpelier realtor and property owner, told the city council last month that the ordinance was rushed.
The city council hasn't shared any proposed policies or ordinances that they have in mind, so there's been no public discussion about this issue. I think everyone favors energy efficiency. I don't think they'll have any problem with this passing, but I think the electorate really doesn't know what they're voting for. I think it's clearly been pushed through on a fast track.
Heaney says there are more pressing issues with the city's aging housing stock, such as antiquated wiring that poses a public safety hazard.
A lot of homes were created around the turn of the century, around 1900 turn of the century. And, you know, with that, we find it as a constant issue in real estate brokerage with the number of properties that we deal with where there's still active knob and tube wiring.
He says the legislature has worked for several years on energy standards for buildings, so it would make sense to wait for a statewide system before Montpelier develops its own. Mayor Watson says the city council will take its time developing its ordinance, but she says the efficiency standards are essential to curb greenhouse gas emissions.
One of the biggest contributors in Vermont to our carbon footprint is the energy used in buildings. So the first step beyond, really before looking at renewables, is to weatherize and make sure buildings are energy efficient.
Watson says city officials would also like to develop financial incentives for homeowners and landlords to make energy improvements. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.